Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
All right, we're back for episode number 2.
Yes, we are.
Charisse and Steve Unplugged.
This is fun.
Yeah, so in today's show, we're going to talk about a few things. We're going to talk about people's relationship with food.
Mm-hmm.
Things like emotional eating. What else?
Fads.
Mm-hmm. And some balanced eating tips. And then we're going to talk about our last few gigs.
Yes, which was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
We have a lot to share there.
Yeah, for sure. And then what?
This is very exciting. We are going to talk about Tech Steve and what he is up to with his AI right now.
The world of AI.
I can't wait for you to share with everybody, honey.
Ever changing.
So this is going to be fun. I can't wait to share all this stuff with everybody.
Yeah.
So let's start with our food talk right now.
Okay.
This is a topic which is near and dear to my heart as a personal trainer, and it's people's relationship with food. Oh, my goodness. It's a big one.
Yeah, and how it affects their health and their lifestyle. There's things like emotional eating, diet culture.
Yeah, and then how to balance it all.
Yeah.
So I'm a certified personal trainer. I've been doing meal plans for God knows how long. Years and years and years.
20 plus, I think, right?
Yes, honey.
Wait, you're 20 years old. Hold
right. On. Yeah, just a couple of years. Yeah.
Just a week and a half.
That's right.
And I'm a certified nutrition coach as well. So between the two of us, I think we know a little bit about, we're not about nutrition, but we're not doctors, so.
Yes, we are not doctors, so, you know, if there's some serious problems, obviously, you know, please always go see your physician. But we do have a lot to share through a lot of our experience. I would say, problem number one is emotional eating.
Mm-hmm, yeah. A lot of people, they turn to food for comfort, for stress relief,
mm-hmm.
or as reward rather than to satisfy their hunger. And it's interesting because they don't know they're doing it a lot of times.
No. I mean, just even boredom.
Yeah, right. Boredom is an interesting one because when you're bored and you reach for a bag of chips just because you're bored, you're watching TV, popcorn. Mm-hmm. One trick there would be
Hold on. Don't make fun of my popcorn,
honey. I love your popcorn.
I know.
Love it. But yeah, one trick there is like when you go to reach for some food, ask yourself, would I eat an apple right now? Mm. And if the answer is no, you're probably bored.
That's true. That's true. Because if you really are hungry, you'll eat that damn apple.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then you know your body is actually
and you're really hungry.
Craving calories.
Yes. So, you know, unfortunately, it leads to guilt, which can lead to overeating. So some of the characteristics of emotional eating. I would say you eat in response to soothe your emotions, for comfort. If you're feeling stressed, as a reward, you're actually eating for those feelings versus hunger. And that's a characteristic of emotional eating. That's one characteristic at least.
Yeah. It's more psychological than physical. Because you're trying to quell some kind of thing inside your head with the food.
Yes.
And then also there's things like cravings for specific types of foods, like high calorie or sweet or fatty foods. And those can do some crazy things to your metabolism and your cells and your your glycemic index even.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who's like super upset and goes, oh my gosh, I need a carrot right now.
Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, one person I know, ish.
Not really a person, though.
It's a cartoon.
But, so what's funny about that, too, so like glycemic index, for example, what is that? That is when you eat sugar and insulin's produced and your sugar level spikes, right? What happens there is it spikes and then it crashes. And when it crashes, you want more sugar.
Yeah.
And I've learned this over the years. Like, I love pancakes for breakfast with syrup. But I don't eat that anymore because it ruins my day.
It really does. Like, I've watched that happen. I didn't believe it until I actually saw it. Because you said it, and, you know, who doesn't love pancakes once in a while for breakfast? And I remember that one time when we went out and you had pancakes. You were tired. You were, like, sleepy for the rest of the day. You were done.
Lethargic. I mean, I just want to go to bed.
You were so off.
It's really crazy.
I've never seen anything like it. Like, you, when you did, your body did exactly what you said it was going to happen.
And what's interesting is that I wanted more sweets. And then I wanted all these weird other foods. And I couldn't satisfy my craving.
That's just, you were eating weird things, stuff. Weird combinations of things.
Yeah, like sauerkraut and baby food.
Yeah, but, oh, ew.
Yeah. Not true. Okay.
I know that's not true because you don't like sauerkraut.
Yes. You're right.
Right?
I don't like sauerkraut. It's too sour.
But boy, oh boy, did you crash hard.
Is that a crabby German?
What?
A crabby German.
A crabby what?
German.
What's that?
A sauerkraut.
Oh, my God. Did I just fall for that?
Sure did,
oh, my God. Honey. Oh, my God.
Oh, and the other thing is, so eating beyond fullness is another thing that happens.
That's another characteristic of emotional eating.
And that will lead to, like, a physical discomfort, too. Like, ever have, like, overfull belly, and you're like, oh, my God.
Even though you're full, you still keep eating. And that's a characteristic of just emotions.
Yep.
You just keep shoveling it in your mouth. But, yeah, which leads to super amount of guilt. Super amount of shame after doing that.
It's kind of a weird cycle, too, because if you're guilty from pigging out, then you want to pig out.
Yeah, because you feel bad.
You feel ashamed, guilty, regretful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so true. And it's crazy. You can even know you're doing it, but you can't help it because the emotions are just taking over.
And your whole body is like, chemistry is so out of whack that you do what I did that time where I just was, that looks good. I'm going to have Cheerios, and then I'm going to have hot chocolate, and then I'm going to have, you know.
I forgot what you were eating. It was
a piece of steak,
weird.
And then a piece of cake, and then it was just
you
whatever.
Ordered pizza. Like, you were a mess.
Yeah.
You were a mess. Yeah. The other thing about emotional eating is being, you know, lack of awareness. Just not even being aware of what you're doing until you've eaten all that food. And then you went, what did I just do?
Like a bag of chips.
Because you're not present.
Right? Like a bag of chips that's open in your lap. You're watching TV and you just keep sticking your hand in there and filling up your mouth with way too many chips.
What are you talking about? I didn't eat all those Fritos the other day.
Yes, you
did not. What? I was stressed out. Okay. So we have some solutions to emotional eating. One of the things that you can do is find your triggers. What makes you emotional, and notice that, and keep a food and mood diary. That really helps to write those things down a lot. Because sometimes you don't realize how many times it happens, but once you start writing it down, you're like, oh, haha.
I felt it
in the morning or the afternoon.
Yeah,
or,
and then you start to go, wait. Why did I just eat all that food?
Mm-hmm.
Or like an hour or two later, it's like, I feel really crappy.
Yeah.
Because you just stuff stuff in your mouth. So, yeah, if there's emotional triggers, if there's a stressor, if it's like you're getting ready to go to school or getting ready to go to work or you have to go visit a somebody that's...
You have to do a radio show. What?
Right. Oh.
No, it actually happened to me last night, honey. You ordered pizza. It was 9 o'clock at night. And I was like, I wasn't even hungry. But
you said you weren't, and then all of a sudden you're eating pizza.
I know, because I was thinking about all the things that I didn't finish. So I literally was eating that pizza, and I went, oh, my God. I am doing an emotional eating thing right now. And I didn't stop, though. I ate the whole slice.
It was pretty good, though.
It was.
It's our favorite kind. It's onions, garlic, and meatball.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to say no. It tastes so good. And what is it about garlic that even and like even if you're not hungry, you smell garlic, you're like, I'm going to eat that.
I think if you saute garlic and butter and shred cardboard, saute it in that, you'll eat it.
Totally.
It'd be so delicious.
Totally. My shoe would taste so good.
So the other thing about emotional eating, and a solution would be like developing healthy coping strategies.
Yeah.
So find alternative ways to deal with your emotions, like taking a walk or practicing deep breathing or meditating or journaling or engaging in a hobby.
Taking a walk for me is one of my favorites because I feel like it gets you out of your environment completely and it completely changes your whole vibe.
Just walk away from that kitchen and out the front door.
Yeah, and then the next thing you know, you're like, I actually am feeling better. I don't actually need to eat pizza at 9 o'clock at night. What?
Yeah, I know. And another hard thing, too, is like... you know, mindful eating practices where you focus on eating, like you actually watch the food go into your mouth. You watch your hand or your fork or your spoon pick it up.
I have a funny story about that.
You do?
Yeah. Okay, so when I was in college, I was broke. So, you know, like I was able to go to the diner and buy, you know how they have big muffins at the diner, right? Like just big
ones.
Big ones.
Yeah.
So I used to cut it in half, and I would cut it in half again, so I would eat one, like a quarter. And then I would chew each bite 20 times, so I would get full, so I wouldn't be hungry. So that's because that's all I could afford to eat, so I would eat it really slow. And I would chew it. I counted 25 chews.
Wow.
But I didn't realize that actually that's appropriate.
That's
like you're supposed to eat like that.
Eating, yeah.
I was doing it because I was broke.
Right. And somehow you feel more full because if you eat slowly and let your stomach figure out there's something in it, then you might not eat as much.
I was totally full before I went to that second quarter. I was like, I'm good.
Wow.
I know, it was pretty crazy.
So it's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And a snack.
So it actually really does work.
Yeah, savoring each bite is a really important solution to emotional eating.
And I do eat too fast these days, don't I, honey? I'm like, I'm like, shovel, go.
Shovel and go.
Yeah, so mindful eating, I have to actually do that myself. The other thing that you can do for emotional eating is make a phone call. Call a friend.
Which sounds daunting to a lot of people. Like, you know, reaching out for help is never easy for anybody, no matter what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it is hard. But I think maybe you can just call somebody and say, hey, I'm feeling kind of blah today. And then that would really help steer you away from just shoveling food in your mouth.
What if your friend's a chef?
Oh, then bonus.
Yeah. I'm stressed out. I want some food. Can you make some for me?
Then you're screwed. Okay.
But other thing, too, is like, so, for example, the quality of the food you eat, right? If you have crap in your house, you're going to eat crap.
Yeah. Yeah, so planning out meals is definitely a helpful solution, too, to emotional eating. It's great to not have bad food in the house, but even more importantly, knowing that you're going to eat such and such at a certain time is really helpful. So this way there's not this desperation of like, crap, what am I going to eat?
I'm starving. I'm going to eat right now. Yeah. So you just grab a whatever, bag of chips or.
Do you remember for my my bikini prep?
Mm-hmm.
Like all the meals were planned out.
Yep.
I never wondered once like what I was going to be eating, and it actually was super soothing.
Yeah, and so meal planning, for example, what we did when Sharice competed for bikini competition was we would go shopping for a whole week's worth of food, and we would make the entire week's worth of food on Sunday.
Thank you for saying we, by the way, because you know you cooked most of my food.
Most of it.
Yeah.
We're either
He's definitely the better cook.
Yeah. Right? During the, we should tell that story someday, but yeah, we were either at the gym, at the grocery store, in the kitchen.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
That was it. We lived that. But you would make a pile of chicken breasts, a pile of eggs, a pile...
Broccoli. Yeah.
Yeah. And
rice.
And everything was just there. So even when I was a little bit hungry and noshy, and I was like, oh man, I'm hungry soon. I knew that I could wait at least 20 minutes more because I knew what I was going to be eating. And that really took away the emotional intensity of that. So yeah, having planned meals is a very, very, very helpful tool.
Yeah. And what's interesting about a combination of good foods, so you have protein, fat, and carbs are in vegetables, like broccoli. And when you put those things into your body all together and don't omit them, you hear carbs are bad, you hear fat's bad. Well, it's not true in many cases, right? It needs to be all put together inside your body so your body can process it. And there's no different spikes of different things that happen. Dopamine, blood sugar levels, those kind of things.
Right.
So planning a balanced meal is really probably from all the things we spoke about up to now, I think for me, that right there, if you change one habit, have good food nearby and pre-planned food.
So nearby. Carl's Jr. is not part of the plan?
Well, it's fat and carbs.
Okay.
Protein. And a lot of salt.
Right.
So probably not very good.
No, more good food than bad, you'll be good. I think this next point is really important. If you do overeat, if you do emotionally eat, don't beat yourself up. Oh my God, that's a really big problem because once you start doing the beat myself up thing,
guess what happens?
You eat more. Yes, and I think a good habit to develop is to go, okay, I did that, and go, you know what? I forgive myself for that. Let it go. Move on. And that's that. But forgiveness is really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, of course, exercising regularly.
Oh, yeah.
Can help manage your stress. So we're talking about stress really triggering a lot of this emotional stuff, right? And so really dealing with stress through all the things we just discussed, I think, working out is another good thing to do.
Yeah. No, the regular physical activity. And that's where I like the walking. That really helps. Mm-hmm. But yeah, some pushing around some iron also helps.
Yeah. And of course, sleeping is really important. There's a thing called cortisol. I don't know if any of you guys have heard of that before, but it's when you're stressed out, it goes up, and when it goes up, it's not good for your body. So if you don't sleep, you have a cortisol problem as well throughout the day.
You see inflamed and all kinds of...
achy joints and bad mood.
Yeah. Sleeping well is huge. Listen, ladies, I know hormones affect you, and that's me too. So sleeping well is a challenge. So I would say if you are having hormonal issues and sleep is messing you up and you're going towards food, this is where writing stuff down can be really helpful. Cause it's going to be really hard to take a walk in the middle of the night if you're feeling stressed. So, this is a tricky time. Middle of the night, not sleeping well, hormones and stress.
And then staring at the ceiling going, no, we can't sleep.
Yep, and then walking to the fridge. So this would be a really good time to write some stuff down, I think.
Yeah.
So that's emotional eating.
Yep, that's problem number one.
Problem number two.
Yeah, we may not get to all these issues here, but number two was food addiction. And this one's interesting because similar to other addictions, some of you might develop an unhealthy dependency on food.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Particularly like a high-fat food, like, let's say, KFC.
What?
Chicken. Fried chicken. Or high-sugar foods or high-salt foods, which, like we talked about earlier, it changes the complexity of your body, of your pores, of your mind, of your blood sugar levels, and all of that kind of pushes you into a weird up down up down up down, which causes binge eating.
Right, it releases the dopamine. It releases dopamine,
mm-hmm. which is great,
and that's associated with that pleasure reward.
Yeah.
So the scary thing is that your brain can become desensitized to it, and then, you know, you want more. So food addiction is a big problem, yeah. And some ways you can work that out is regular exercise, writing things down, meal plans, and plain old allowing yourself a little forgiveness.
Yeah, and identify any triggers. Figure out some coping strategies, plan for challenges. If you're going to try and do change your lifestyle or change your eating habits, anticipating situations that might trigger eating.
Yeah, yeah.
So have a plan in place when that happens and be very present. And we're going to just wrap up this segment.
Yeah.
Up here.
I'm looking forward to talking about our gigs coming up. You're listening to Charisse and Steve Unplugged.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
When you need quality Auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products, 3-day rush service, and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
And We are back, and man, that fried chicken was delicious.
So bad.
We took like a 40-minute break and had like 3 buckets of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Finger licking good.
I'm still greasy.
Well, speaking of finger licking good, this next segment, we're going to talk about music and some gigs that we just had and some gear stories, and it was funny, so...
Oh, tell them what you
finger
just...
Finger-licking good.
What? Oh, goodness.
Well, so Dan, our bass player, he's so good at bass, and so we call him the Colonel, because he plays so tasty with those fingers.
Yeah, so his name is the Colonel, because he's finger-licking good.
So we, you know, I think as musicians, you guys probably have the same challenge we do, which is always trying to find the next piece of gear that you're going to fall in love with, and... There's some necessary things you have to have, obviously basic staples like a PA system and a mixing board, and you know, so for years and years and years I had a powered mixer with non-powered speakers, and then I switched to powered speakers and a non-powered mixer. Although the speakers are heavier, I think the fidelity is much better than having just that one powered mixer.
My husband trying to find the right gear is like us ladies trying to find the perfect pocketbook.
I thought they were going to say pantyhose.
No. Okay.
Who wears pantyhose? Raise your hand.
Well, I know a few.
Yeah. Right. This is true. Speaking of music. Dan is a sort of like Mr. Haney. He's like a junk guy. He loves junk, and he always tries to find the best deals out there. And he found some speakers, some new ones, by JBL Eons. They're the first generation. But they were cheap, like $250 for the pair.
What are they usually?
When they first came out, they were probably $800 each, something like that.
$800.
Yeah, back in the day. But they're like 15, 20, if not longer, years old. So that's kind of, I don't know, I was kind of like skeptical. But and I had to drive an hour one way just to go pick them up. And, you know, they're a little scuffed up. And so we tried them out on our last gig.
Honey, tell... everybody, how we tried them out. It was super last minute.
Well, I tested them in the garage.
When? An hour before our gig.
We got backups.
We didn't even know if they were going to be good.
Yeah, so we brought just one for the main. Didn't bring two, but we had two floor monitors. And I hook it up, plug it in, put it on the stand.
Yeah.
And I had it on five. And couldn't hear it. So I had to put it all the way up.
To 11.
To 11. I wish it went to 11, actually, because I needed 11.
We needed 11.
I mean, so it was just kind of okay. And then Shreya looks at me and she goes, honey, you know, we've been cheaping out. Like, we have a whole garage full of cheap speakers.
How many, babe, how many speakers do we have now?
Six.
Yeah.
Powered speakers.
Right. And they were all really good deals.
Yep.
Quote unquote.
Quote unquote. And so we love the, you know, which ones do we love?
Oh,
QSCs.
QSCs. Yeah.
We love that. That's such a beautiful powered speaker and so pure in sound. And but they're expensive.
That's the argument. That they're expensive.
Right.
But.
If you add up all the speakers we have in the garage right now, we could probably buy some.
We probably could have had it.
Yeah.
Brand new.
Brand new. Yeah. Pure sound. Super powerful. And small. Which is way smaller. The ones that.
They're lighter too.
They're unwieldy.
Okay. Yeah. That thing is heavy.
It's only got one handle on it.
It's old. I mean, I think Mr. Haney a lot, but I think it's time to be a little less frugal.
Yep. I'm going to sell that gear and get some good stuff.
Get rid of six speakers and maybe get two good ones, like really good ones. Yeah. I'd love to know people's thoughts on the QFC.
QSC.
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 I get it mixed up with the QVC show.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So you can get some diamond earrings and a speaker. and holiday decor as well.
Speaking of that. So the day that we get the new speaker, it was St. Patty's Day.
It was
St. Patty's. That's the day we tried the gear out.
No, St. Patty's, that was on Saturday.
Oh, you're right. You're right. It was the day before.
Pre-St. Patty's Day, yeah. And we played at a place called Blackthorn Pub. It's an authentic Irish pub owned by an authentic Irishman.
Yes, we love him, Mac.
So it was pretty fun. This is a cool venue. We play outside under a tent and built in beautiful, beautiful people.
Wonderful. And so here's the day in the life of Charisse and Steve. Before even a gig, what do? We wake up at 7.
Yep.
In the morning.
Because we were going to be in the Hermosa Beach St. Paddy's Day Parade as part of the bike brigade.
Right.
And so what you do there, it's kind of fun. So you line up about, let's say, 9:30, and you decorate your bikes. And there's a contest for best this, best that. And the most fun of the whole parade is the actual hanging out in line. People have beers and whiskey, but don't tell Hermosa Beach that.
What? No.
No, that was all coffee.
So this is just a day in the life of us. We're up at 7. We're at the bike parade, lining up by 9. We do the parade. It's a couple hours. It's 12. And then we have to go, everybody.
At a bar.
Yes.
Barnacles Bar.
Right.
Hung out there for a while with a bunch of friends.
And then we have to run home.
Pack the car.
Yep.
Race down to the set up the gear, set up all the gear, do a quick little sound check, and then bam, play for 3 hours.
Yes. And then?
And we chose to do this. We actually made a decision.
And that's like a typical day for us. That's a typical, normal Saturday for you and I.
And we keep saying to each other, I don't know if anyone could keep up with us, but doing this, it's crazy. Music is, it's so wonderful. It's energetic. It's great. We love performing, but it's exhausting.
Yeah, my little sister couldn't keep up with us.
That's right.
She says, you guys.
21.
She's a 21-year-old, and she's like, I can't. Yeah. I can't do it.
So it's a sort of little behind the scenes of what we do.
A day in the life of Charisse and Steve.
And music. And so we played a lot of R&B that gig, and the dance floor was packed. And so much fun.
That was a really fun day.
So we're going to wrap up this segment, do a few commercials, and we'll be back on the other side.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to tell you what Steve is up to.
Movie.
Oh, my goodness. All right. You're listening to Charisse and Steve Unplugged.
We'll catch you in a few.
Okay, so you see a product you like on your favorite TV show, and you're going to write the number down. But if you're like me, you run around trying to find that pen and piece of paper, which magically disappears every time you need them. Then when you get back to the TV, they're already on to something else. Well, now there's a solution. Seen on TV products have combined all the best TV offers online and in one place. It's one-stop shopping. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on the Seen on TV products. Then, who cares if that pesky pen or paper does a disappearing act?
I've heard of Bose for years, but I thought you had to be some electronic geek to appreciate the superior technology and sound that Bose is famous for. Well, I'm not too proud to admit that I was wrong. I found out that Bose is an advertiser on HealthyLife.net, so I just clicked through to check it out, and now I'm proud to say that my home is equipped with superior technology and amazing sharp and bold sound through my solid and compact Bose Wave Radio and CD player. Thanks to HealthyLife.net and Bose, what a difference a click made.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. I love food, and I love to eat. The cooking and cleaning part, not so much. And then I found a link to the chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page, and I was happy to find all sorts of amazing recipes and tips on cooking, in addition to great chef-quality kitchen equipment and savings as well. Now I look forward to my time in the kitchen thanks to chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. And they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional.
Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
And we're back.
Hello, hello.
I had a really good cheeseburger, too.
Oh, my God. You're still talking about that. You're listening to Cherise and Steve Unplugged.
Unplugged.
So I am super excited to share what my dear sweet husband is up to these days. He is like a little mad scientist in our living room right now. Honey, I love you, but I never see you lately.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for gigs, like, I would never see you right now.
No, I know. It's crazy. So I've been kind of geeking out with my neighbor, who is also into AI like I'm into AI. And he's a screenwriter. So he thinks differently. I'm a tech guy. I think like a tech guy. He thinks so creatively. It's incredible the ideas he comes up with, because he's great at ideation, obviously. He's writing movies. He did Four Christmases is one of his well-known
One
of our favorite Christmas shows, too.
Mm-hmm.
But he and I kind of teamed up, and we did a couple cool things. One is we are creating a media business where it's all AI-driven. So we're putting together a website that's very similar to like a Goop or a TMZ or a Huffington Post. And our goal is to build this website with as little effort as possible, but with high quality content. So article writing, image creation, all done via AI. I am manually at this moment putting those articles into the website manually, but I'm going to automate that eventually. So it's really cool, this media thing, and we're going to monetize it with ads. So that's my little secret there. Don't tell anybody.
He has been truly the mad scientist in the living room. And when you and Matt get together, I feel like I landed on the planet. I don't know what it is. But when you guys start talking, I'm like, okay, this is no longer English.
Yeah, so reminder, you guys, AI, don't be scared of it.
Explain what it is, honey, because I think some people don't know.
Artificial intelligence, and it does a lot of tasks. Imagine a topic. Let's just say you want to talk to the smartest marketers in the world all at the same time. You can do that. And one of the tools I'm building right now is, in fact, that. It's called a GPT, and what you do is you train it. So you teach it what you want it to be smart about.
What does GPT stand for? Do you know?
I forget.
Okay, good.
Grand.
I'm glad you forgot.
Toe.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
Okay. Anyway, so what you do is you upload all of the knowledge into this GPT, and it becomes smart. So in this case, it's a marketing tool. I uploaded 25 books. I uploaded the name of 10 of the smartest marketers in the history of the world.
Was I in there?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
And I uploaded a framework for output. So what you do is you upload a survey. Let's say you go to a client that you want to, and you want to make a marketing strategy for them. You have them fill out a survey form.
Mm-hmm.
You then upload that form into this GPT, which is the smartest in the world into marketing. Right. And then you ask it, create me a marketing brief. And I've already given it the outline of what a marketing brief should look like. And so what happens is, it spits out a fully formatted marketing brief using the smartest minds, the best books, the best information. It formats it for you, and it outputs it into a Microsoft Word document.
And how long?
Less than 15 seconds.
Okay. How long did that take you before you were able to use?
Oh, that would take probably 6 days to do.
At least six days. And that's you doing it.
Yeah. With a lot of research and a lot of anguish. Yeah, so so AI is pretty cool. And it's getting smarter and smarter and smarter. It does get dumb, though, so you got to be careful when you're doing AI. You can't give it too many commands or it gets wonky. It gets really stupid.
But this project between you guys is really, really cool. This is going to be a new venture.
Yep.
And it's going to be sort of almost like the new way of getting news.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to be all positive stuff. It's not going to be any bashing anybody kind of stuff. It's all positive. We want these celebrities.
I love that.
To share on their pages, you know, their Instagram, their whatever.
Yeah, like you want to put out some good in the world.
Yeah, positive stuff. And so, you guys out there, if you haven't heard of AI, check it out. ChatGPT is one of the ones you probably may have heard of if you heard of it at all. And the takeaway should be get into it because it will run you over if you don't get out ahead of it. Really, really important. Don't be afraid of it. It writes copy, like in 10 seconds for copywriters. Doesn't mean you're going to be out of a job. It just means you're going to be write faster and smarter.
Yeah, it can help you do your job even better. I would have been afraid of it if you didn't explain it to me, if I didn't have you at home to show me how it worked. I would have been freaked out by it, I think, because it seems so, so controlling and so big. And
yeah.
I just wouldn't understand it. But now that I've used it and it's helped me like write content and things like that, it's not taking over. It's just helping me think better. It's helping me explain my thoughts more clearly and more concisely.
Yeah, and in the marketing world, for example, this thing we're building, it's going to allow the creatives to be creative as opposed to tied to a keyboard typing something or researching or reading a book or reading a blog or reading a story. It's going to give them more freedom to be more creative, and the output is going to be well thought out, even more well thought out than it ever was, because you're not up against a deadline. You know, you're not hurrying because you just spent a week putting together a brief. Now the brief's there. Of course, you have to edit it and modify it, but you know, it's not going to take your job away.
When do you think you're going to be done with the your GPT?
So the GPT-1, as we call it, is done. That's the one that gets smart and you can upload and writes a brief. But the next one we're going to write on top of that is you're going to actually be able to do competitive analysis. It's going to go out and scrape the web and look for competitors. And then it's going to go out and look at all the any kind of advertising you're doing and then compare that to what you're advertising against and then give you it can look at images and tell you the colors in the images and why. If it has 10,000 likes, well, here it's blue, green, and yellow. Yours is black and pink,
uh-huh.
And you've only have 12 likes, and they have 10,000. So it's going to be that smart. And so it's pretty cool. But so anyway, there's a lot more to talk about AI. I'll be talking about AI a lot on this show, and that's my story.
I'm so excited. I can't even explain to you how excited I am to watch him create this thing. It's just going to be amazing when it's done.
Yeah, and it's changing every day, so I have to keep learning, which I love to do.
So you are listening to Charisse and Steve Unplugged, and we're going to come back and talk about a little bit of my coaching.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll check you out later.
Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
A cut above the rest, that's what your hair and experience will be at Kasai Hair in Manhattan Beach. Imagine your haircut in a longer-lasting, movie star style at a lower price than high-end salons. Healthy, beautiful hair, free from scalp problems, hair loss, or damage. You won't find a better cut or experience than at Kasai Hair. So visit KasaiHair.com, or better yet, call for your appointment at 310-546-0023. 310-546-0023. Kasai Hair, 310-546-0023.
To get your message out, social media is great. But if you want to be picked up by major media outlets, let's face it, just using social media makes your chances, well, slim to none. If you want to improve your chances, put your message in the right place. A press release on PR Web. Affordable, easy to use, and with great customer service, there's no reason not to use PR Web. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on PR Web now and get started.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
And we are back.
Hi, everyone.
I didn't have any food this time.
Really?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Full. Let me see your hands. Greasy.
That's not grease and ketchup. I swear.
It's mayonnaise. No, you hate mayonnaise.
Oh, I do.
Like, you really hate mayo.
I don't get it. I really don't.
So if I ever want to have food and I don't want to share it, I'll put mayo on it.
That's right.
Guaranteed I have it all myself.
You're like tuna salad? Gross. So this next segment, you guys, and it's our last one for this program, we're going to have Charisse discuss a bit of her coaching philosophy and the kinds of things that she does online and what she has planned and up her sleeve for the next quarter.
Yes. So some people know that I'm an online trainer. Some people know me just as a singer, but I'm also an online coach. And I have a program, and it's a 12-week program, and I have like a certain method that I use.
What's your company's name?
Triad Fitness.
Triad Fitness. I love
Triad
it.
Triad Fitness.
Does that have three sides to a triangle?
Oh, you're good. Yeah? You're good, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what are those three sides of the triangle for, honey?
you're so cute. So it's really just the body, mind, and soul. It sounds very typical, but that is my philosophy. This is exactly how I train people, because one without the other is incomplete. It's unbalanced. So the way I train people is you have to work out. You have to be physical, because the physicality of us is really important. You have to deal with your heart, your soul, which is where journaling comes in, being in touch with how you're feeling, which is also part of the nutrition part of things, really important. And then you have to deal with the intellect of things. Read, make sure you feed your mind, learn, and just stay aware of what's going on with you, learning how to work out. So all of those things are really important to have a healthy body, a healthy mind.
And healthy balance, right? So it's all about balance.
Yeah, it's all about balance.
Yeah.
So this method that I created, I'm super excited about it, because I have been an in-person trainer for a very long time. And I am now online coaching because of COVID, and I didn't realize how helpful it could be to people, because I train people who are out of state, and it's been so successful.
Mm, yeah.
And right, it's like some of them are super happy because they do things in their own time frame. It's flexible.
Do they check in with you though?
Yeah, they do. They do every week.
There's accountability.
There is. Yeah, the accountability thing is everything. So people check in with me once a week, or at least bi-weekly, bi-monthly. So once a week or every other week for sure.
And you just finished up a challenge. How many days was that?
It was a five-day challenge.
Five-day challenge.
Yeah.
What was that all about?
That was sort of a reset. It's a, you know, I like to do a quarterly challenge. It kind of gives everybody a pause and reset, and kind of if you felt like you were lagging behind in your fitness levels or so on, you get to do this fitness, this 5-day challenge kind of helps you reset.
So is it free?
The challenge is free.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So what's in that?
But I do give a prize to whoever the best. Yeah. So that I really like.
Yeah, so there's like things where if you post a selfie or post your journaling. Because what, there's a combination of things, right? There's journaling.
Yeah, there's like one day was journaling, one day was working out, another day was cardio, another day was nutrition. So it's got all the things to make things very balanced. So you touch points on each part of those fitness levels. And
how long is each day?
Each day, it was about 20, 30 minutes.
So it's not
they were short.
Super challenging.
No, it wasn't impossible, but it was a great way to reset and see where you are and what you need to work on.
And you had some people that were like, wow, I really liked the fact that I was held accountable.
Yeah.
And I really did like to get out of my own head and have a routine to do, right?
It was my first challenge, too. I'd never done a challenge like this before, and it was really cool to see the feedback, how people really responded to what they didn't realize they were lacking. Like, some people were like, wow, I never sit down for 10 minutes and meditate. I never sit down for 10 minutes and write anything down. I never sit down. And so it was great to see who needed what. Mm. And the feedback was amazing. So that was my wish. I want people just, you tell me what you need. I would love to see. So, you know, I can help people beyond the challenge after that. So after the challenge is over, if you need more help, you can always, you know, hit me up. And we'll do 50. I love to have 15-minute phone calls with people, just free consultations to talk about my fitness method.
And to see if they're a fit for your method too, right?
Right.
Sometimes people aren't.
No. I'm not, you know, a male bodybuilder coach. That's just not who I work with.
Who is your target?
I prefer working with women, you know, 40 and up.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Like women, that's my jam. That's my niche.
Yep.
Mostly. Some guys, you know, but women are, I'm one. I'm 50, over 50 female. So women who are 40 and up, I understand us. So,
yeah.
You know, I relate to that niche right there.
And so your challenge was, it was held where?
It was held online.
Oh.
On Facebook.
On Facebook. That's
yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I have a Facebook group.
Okay. Yeah. So they joined the Facebook
Triad Tribe on Facebook. That's my page.
So yeah. If anybody wants to do the next challenge, which will be in 2 months?
It's going
to
be in May.
In May.
Yeah, May 1st.
They should join the Triad Tribe on Facebook.
Right.
You also have a website, right?
Yes. TriadFitness.me. TriadFitness.me.
So you can go there and see.
Yeah.
What else?
You can see my online coaching, what I do, some testimonials, some tips and tricks, and I think that's about it on there on my website.
Yeah, I think maybe you have a meal plan or something on there too.
Yeah, that's right.
You do meal planning for people.
Yes.
As we talked about earlier in the first segment,
mm-hmm.
Having a planned meal is a good idea.
Yeah, that's kind of everything for the balance of it all. Yeah, so that's exciting to me because this is the first year that I'm more online than in person, and it's been just amazing. It's just amazing. I love it, and if anybody ever needs a little help out there, hit me up. Hit me up for a chat. It's always a free 15-minute consultation.
Yep, that's it's a great program, guys. And we're about to wrap it up here pretty soon. So we talked about a lot of stuff today.
We did. We talked about
nutrition.
Relationship with food. My husband with his chicken.
So we'll do another commercial here, guys, and we'll be back to wrap it up.
Listening to Charisse and Steve Unplugged.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip,
He listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
In college, I took a lot of history and liberal arts classes, and frankly, I don't remember much of any of it. But as an adult, I find myself engrossed in fascinating programs on the A&E and History Channel. They've pretty much helped me to be pretty impressive at social functions, and I just found out today that I can purchase DVDs of my favorite A&E and History Channel programs right through HealthyLife.net. You should visit HealthyLife.net and order your favorite A&E and History Channel program DVDs as well, and then discover how many people you can impress during your next social occasion.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
And we are back for the, just to say goodbye, actually. Well, actually, we have an idea here. We want to do a little trivia for you guys out there listening. And DM us if you know the answer. And the question is, what is the name of Charisse's business? So DM us on Instagram. It's crfmusic.com,
mm-hmm.
or crfmusic handle.
Right.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
We have so many websites.
What is the name of my company?
Teresa's company. We really had a great time talking some cool stuff today, and we are going to come back for our next episode in about a month,
mm-hmm.
and look forward to hearing your DMs.
Yep. Can't wait to see who comes up with the answer. You're listening to Charisse and Steve Unplugged.
Unplugged.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.